This year is followed by a rapid review. After the rapid review, there is the same daf from the previous cycle of Daf Yomi with a different ambience and different participants, which may interest you as a chazara or maybe actually the one you prefer hearing. Today's daf is Mesechet Avodah Zarah, daf Mem Dalek. We're holding on the Mishnah Arkadosha on Mem Gimel on the Beit. Rabbi Yossi Omer. What do you do with an Avodah Zarah? Shochek v'zorel ruach, grind it up, we're talking about metallic here, grind it up and throw it to the wind, or throw it into the sea. Now, l'maisers and machloket elsewhere, machloket im sachim, about whether you would need to do both, if you throw it into the sea, between Rab and Rabbi Yosef. Question if there's a difference between the Yam HaMelach and other seas, and the Yam HaMelach, Rab, you don't have to do both. Other seas, he's made that you do the most learned rabbi like
first,
that. Yeah. So Amrulo, they told Rabbi Yosef, you can't just do one or the other because Afu Nasa Zevel. If you're going to throw it into the ruah and not into the yam, then people are going to be nene from it. Shneimar lo yidbak biyatchamu muuma min acher. It says over here you can't have any hana'a from the cherim, and the whole purpose over here is that you're trying to prevent it for someone from being nichshal in it. And if you're going to throw it to the sky, then you're going to be makshu.
Why all the little dust pieces?
Little dust will mix with the earth and will make it more fertile. As it says, it's even though on its own it doesn't grow. We learn out v'gabe kisui adam. It's not megadol tzmachim, but if it's mixed with dirt, then it enriches the dirt. Tanya Omar lehem Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, look, what kind of argument is that? Moshe Rabbeinu did this. Aluk varnema vetchatatchem asher atstem et ha'egel, lakachti vesrof oto ba'esh, vekot oto tchon heitev, ad asher dak le'afar, vashlich et afaro al nachal ha'nachal ha'yorid min ha'arz. Obviously, if Moshe Rabbeinu was willing to put it into the Nachal, so then that means that he wasn't worried about that. The question over here about its being used for Zevel. What else is the point? And that apparently it seems to be perfectly okay. Omarla, nach, please, Misham Raya. The point was over there. They were planning on planting around the Nachal Ayurid Benar. The reason that he ground it up and put it there was because it says its kavana was over there to be vayozrael pnei amayim vayishaket pnei Yisrael. The point over there was that he sprinkled it on the water and made them drink it. And the idea was over there, London kaven ela lebotkan kisotot. He viewed them as going through the bedikah v'sota, so that they would be found out. The ego worshippers would be those that we didn't have Eidim, that we could be done. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would check them, like Sotot. Omar Lehem Rabbi Yosef, okay, all right, fine, you don't like that, Raya, how about this? Haluk for Ne'emar, v'gam ma'acha, there we're talking about Asa, so ma'acha im ha'melech, im asa melech as yiram, migvira. So the king had her now taken away from her chashivut. And it says over there, Asher astam la sheram miflatzet, vayichrot asat miflatzta, vayadek, vayisof benachal kidron. It says over there that he did actually use the zevel for nachal kidron. So apparently it's okay. Omrulo misham raya, nachal kidron eino megadol tzmachim. Nachal kidron is a mess. It's all polluted. It doesn't grow anything. What? Hello? What are you talking about? Nachal Kidron is famous for actually growing, because Atanya Elul, the dam of the Korbanot brought bifnim, the Korbanot brought bechur, were mitarvim ba'ama in the Beit HaMidrash, and from there they went out to Nachal Kidron, and you had to buy the rights to use that for gananim lezevo, because the blood of kachim they would sell u'moalim behem. Obviously, it was doesn't mean literally meila. It means midirabon, and it's also to be nena. There's no din of meila and dam. So apparently, Nachal Kidron is okay. Obviously, as those ones had, it could have said that they bought it and used it elsewhere. But it's mashma that people that were had land along the Nachal Kidron would use it. Not that it would, they would actually take the water or bring it elsewhere. So because of that, the Gemara answers, Mikomot Yeshbo. There are different places. Yesh makom megadel tzmachim. There's places in Nachal Kidron that are fertile. Yesh makom sha'en megadel tzmachim. Places that are not fertile. And because of this, the dam kachim they would sell in the fertile places, but the Asa story with the mifletzet of his mother, that they burned in areas that weren't begadlet tzmachim. My miflatstam. Now we use that word for monstrous. You know. What exactly is the lashon of miflatzet? Where is it? Because it doesn't seem to have a makor in Hebrew. Omar Rav Yudadavi mafli litzenuta. It's a combination word. Mafli litzenuta is like really off the wall. Kiratani Rav Yossi, she turned her avodah zorah into a dildo. So it means zachruta stala vaitani velat lavacharish to sleep with her avodah zorah, which is, it's really weird. So miflatzet, strange activity. Tosis brings lashon, interestingly, is mafli, is to be mal'in. Brings a raya from the way the Medrash uses, Medrash Rabbah uses the word lagabe, where somebody says, why are you ima'at mafligli? Why are you laughing at? So letzanut, mafli, is mafli, letzanut, is the mal'ig with letzanut. And the way that she acted around with the Avodah Zorah made other people disgusted with the whole idea. Omar Lein Rav Yossi. Okay, you don't like that one either? How about this one? Chizkiyo, v'kitet nachash ha-nechosha, asher asa Moshe. So over there, does it say that he had to throw it into the yam? It says that he grounded up. Omru lo mishom raya. What's the difference over there? You think that the nachash ha-nechosha was a surba ha-na'ah. Areyu omru v'yomru Hashem ha-Moshe, asay lecha saraf. If there we learn out, lecha means mishalcha. Moshe Rabbeinu had to pay for it. If he had to pay for it, it means it was a personal property of Moshe. You allowed people to use it. Other people can't aser another person's property. So because that anyway was an aser ba'ana. Ein adam oseh davar sheino shelo. So the truth is that he didn't have to grind it up either, because there was no iser in it.
Wasn't
it avodah zorah? It was, but if it was aser for people to worship it, there's two different issues. Does the thing become aser because of worship? Or those who are worshiping it doing an iser? It's not necessarily the same thing. So your kavanah could be to, let's say, the sun. Your kavanah could be to worship the sun. The sun doesn't become aser for other reasons, right? It doesn't become aser because in other words, it doesn't change the act of worship, and so on. Yeah. So over here, bedinu diktutei lo avitzarech, there was no need to grind it up in terms of avoidance of hana'ah, because there was no iser hana'ah. The only reason he did that is kima dechazer dekato yisrael patre, when he saw that people were attributing these supernatural powers to it, so he ground it up, amad v'kitato, but that had nothing to do with any kind of iser, some iser hana'ah that he had to worry about the metal being part of somebody's garden. There was no iser. Oiva, voice. Okay, I'll try another one. What about this one? Alok var ne'amar v'yazvu shapet atzabehem. So the plishtim, after David attacked them, and Emek Rifaim, so they left all of the Avodah Zorahs over there. Each one of them became a restaurant. V'yisa'im David. V'yisa'im David v'anashav. And David and his men, Vayisa'im. What is Vayisa'im? Where Vayisa'im? What makes him think, Rabbi Yossi, that Vayisa'im means that they ground him up? So my mashma, the high Vayisa'im David means that they ground it up and they threw it to the air, l'shul dizruye. Oh yes. Take a look at the Targum of the Pusik in the Metargum, Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef is Metargum, Tizreim, V'ruach Tisa'im. So what's the meaning over there? Veruach tisaim tazrinun veruach tatalinun. So you see, tatalinun means that it should be spread about and taken far away. Anyway, what do you say about that? So David HaMelech, apparently, they took the Avodah Zarah of the Plishtim, ground it up, and then they threw it out on the wind. Exactly what I'm saying. They mean Shom Raya. What kind of Raya is that? Rehu Omer, look, if you analyze the similar verse that you find in Divrei Hayomim, so over there it says, Vayazvu sham et Elohim, Vayomer David, Vayisarfu ba'esh. Now, how do you explain that? Here it says they picked it up and threw it. There it says they burned it in a fire. And something's very funny over here, you know? And the two weren't put together. Nowhere does it say that both Vayisrafim and Vayisaim, okay? So there, we've got to understand, therefore, that if what you were talking about is the destruction process, it would have mentioned the Srefa and the Vayisaim in the sense of Vayitatolonum, the way that Rabbi Yosef is Matargan. If it doesn't say that, then we have to understand that these are two completely opposite descriptions of the same story. In one, David HaMelech Vayomer David, it doesn't say that they burned it. It said David said to burn it. In the other one, it says they actually carried it away and kept it. So in the end, they didn't do anything to it. So it must be Midalokti Vayisufim Vayisaim, Shmamina, that they literally Vayisaim. Wait a minute, are you saying there's a contradiction here? Bikomakom Koshu Kray Adonim, which one was it? Ah, I'll tell you very simple. Kiravuna. Ravuna Rami. Ktiv on the one hand, Vayomer David, Vayisrafu Beish. On the other hand, it says Vayisaim. And he explained that's not a contradiction, Lokasha. Kan, Kodim Shaba Itayagiti. Initially, David thought, what are we going to do with this? So he figured we're going to have to destroy it. Okay, so he said, go burn it up. Then his good friend, the Itai Agiti, who wasn't Jewish, came along and was kind enough to be Mavatavit. So since he was Mavatavit, David said, great, now we can keep the restaurants for ourselves. So he carried it away to use. And look, that's clear, because, I mean, it says Beferish, this is all like a major story. Vayikach et ateret malkam me'al rosho. Umishkalaki karzahav. Explain to me how they could take a crown from the king of Avodah Zorah. I mean, come on, that's like, that is the centerpiece of Avodah Zorah, no? The divine right of the king, it symbolizes. You saw before, even if it's holding an atarah, we end up, anything that's holding an atarah, he took the atarah. So how could he do that? How could he wear the crown of the Avodah Zorah kings? Umi shori yisur hana'aninu. Omrim nachmin, I was said over there also. Itai agiti ba'u bitla. How in the world could he have worn a crown that weighed a kikar of Zav? I mean, he would have been crushed. So it's a mishkalaki kar Zav, echi matzimanach. There's no way to wear a crown like that. Omer v'yinom harav, no, that doesn't mean he wore it. It means that it was ru'uya lanuach al rosh David. It doesn't mean that he literally wore it, but the hi al rosh David. It means that they checked it, and it turned out to fit perfectly. We'll see that was begetter nes. It fit David's head, because it was made in such a way that it fit into the indentation above the, in the skull, where the mokum tefillin is, and it fit into David's head.
This is a keter that was used for Avodah Zarah.
It's used as the keter, the symbol of the malchus, which is divine, and people would worship. That's
like my name. So it wasn't Avodah Zarah in and of itself.
It became Avodah Zarah, because people would worship.
It wasn't something that belonged to
it was, except Itai Agiti was Mavato.
But it belonged to Itai?
No, it belonged to
Malchut Yisrael, or to David.
No, he wasn't Kainet, he was going to burn it.
Right.
Then Itai shows up in the war, and he's Mavato before anyone was Kainet.
Okay.
And that way it became suitable for David to wear. Not only that, it's amazing because it started off as an Avodah Zarah and it ends up becoming the simon of the Malchus of Yisrael. Simon of Malchus based David. But let's finish the story. This is a remarkable story. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina says no. He actually would wear it in the throne room because it was suspended by magnetic levitation. So it was Evet Aita Bada Avi Dorala. So basically where he would sit, the crown would be levitated over his head, and it looked as if he was wearing it, but there was no weight on his head. So there were magnets inside of the crown that were lined up with the antipoles on a magnet on the kisei, and they would lift it. And these are cute things. You could buy them for your force fields. You could buy them for your desk. They're really, you ever see them?
Not very stable.
They are if they're held in place, man.
Trains go these days.
The maglevs. Yeah, that's right. The maglev trains. So
only when he was sitting on the gun.
Yeah, obviously he couldn't be in his head because then what's the difference if it's a magnet or he'd still have to support the weight. So it was just put there as a simon of the mouth. Rebbe Lazar Omer, it doesn't mean that it weighed. It's not being so literal. Obviously a crown didn't weigh. Of course it couldn't weigh a kikar. It means it was so valuable. It had a diamond in it, the Aitaba, and it was shove kikar zahav. That's the point. It had the whole diamond in it, you know. I mean, we're just saying how much this crown was worth. Mishkala, meaning it's worth, and shkalim was kikar zahav. Zot haitali ki pikudecha natsartin. David the Melech is talking over here about something that was his because of the schus of his keeping mitzvahs. But as I say, what it is? What is the zot? My karma. This crown became a witness as a derech nes that I was chosen by you to be king. And people will always remember that. And this was bizchus, my care about the mitzvahs. What is the edus? How do you see that? Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Shaya menicha b'makom tefillin v'olamato. It would fit his skull, even though the skull isn't round in that part. And nonetheless, he would wear it, and it would fit him magically. Wait a minute, what do you mean? But then how did he wear tefillin? Well, that's not a problem. Om Rabbi Yeshua bar Rav Yitzchak makom yesh barosh sh'oila noach b'shnei tefillin. So he was wearing his tefillin plus the crown. Aye, the shailas, what did he do about Rabbi Natan tefillin? Oh, this is a question. I guess he'd have to be samech on putting it on afterwards. Yikra, didn't the Shulchan Aruch ask us to wear both Rashi and Rabbi Natan at the same time because of this? At the same time because it's Mokum Yesh B'lushnei Tefillin.
On the arm as well.
Yeah. Same time. If you have small tefillin. Yeah, that's even on the side. That isn't. So over here he had room. That's the side of the sheet is a little bit problematic because of this Gemara, because he wore it round. Okay, furthermore, we see that this served as an edut for future generations, because it says, Vayotziu et ben HaMelech, took out Yehoash. Vayitznu alav et HaNezer et HaEdut. So that this is when Ataliah was queen, the wicked queen, and that they were able to prove that this was the Melech. How did they prove them? They put on the Nezer, and the testimony was, what's the testimony? The Nezer is the Kalilia. That's okay. All that means is a crown. But what's the Edut? Because this crown could only be worn by legitimate heirs of Malchut Beit David. So by showing that Yoash was able to wear this, it was clear that he was the Melech. So it was a Edut LeBeit David, Shekol HaRo'ui LeMalchut Olamato. If he was roy to be the king, it would fit on his head. And this is exactly what happened to Adonio. It says, Adonio ben Chagit mitnase lemorani emloch. He was claiming. Yeah, so he inflated himself to claim that he could be Melech, but that means that there was some type of test. And what was this test? A sword that you pull out of the ground? No. It was Shemitnase Laholmo, Velohalamato. He said, put me to the test, see if I can wear the crown. But he couldn't, so it didn't fit him. Vayaslo Rechev uforashim vachamishim ish ratzim lefanav. He made himself a chariot, and he had these 50 runners that usually you don't make runners. I mean, you can hire runners, but I mean, unless he had a cloning factory of some kind, how is he vayaz chamishim ish ratzim lefanav? So what was special about these guys that he made them runners? My rabbi tell you, tana kulam netulei techol, they all had their spleens removed, v'chakukei kapot raglayim ayo, and they also had the skin of the palms of their feet removed so that they wouldn't feel any pain when they stepped over thorns, thistles, they could just run. It's very interesting that this was a common practice. The Greeks used to remove the spleens of people that were runners. They believed. Till today, people believe that, you know, that the stitches that runners get is caused by spleen, by contraction of the spleen. It's not so simple that it's not true. Like, other than the unfortunate fact that swimmers get it also, there's no pressure put on the spleen there, but anyway. But it could be an answer to that.
It might be
as late as the 17th century, they were still doing this.
Removing spleens
for runners, believing that they're not. In a way, it's a contradiction, because the spleen really keeps an extra dosage of blood available as it basically inserts fresh blood, red blood cells, into the blood supply. So that'll allow you to run faster. But there's a shita that, it's not clear, really, that any of this is just stupid. There's a shita that there is also if there's contractions or any problem in the spleen, that it makes it more difficult for the blood to circulate. So there's a bottleneck. Who knows? but it's not so crazy. I mean, this was mamish up until almost modern times.
And the feet story, it's interesting. The Shaka Zulu, the famous Zulu king, he got his runners to run over thistles, etc., in order that they would feel no pain in running. Yeah, and then they would run barefoot as opposed to everyone else had sandals. That's how they won many of their wars.
They were able to run faster.
Yeah.
And they didn't pick up the name of the king.
Shaka Zulu for the South African.
You could send regards to Joburg.
Regards to Joburg. Come out of the coffee room now. About time for this year.
Swimmers and runners now restrict themselves to
Zok de Hele Commission. Sha'al Proculus ben Polusifus. Now, this guy was Proclus is probably the name of an official, not, he was a Proclus, not that his personal name was, you know, Proc. So Proclus ben Pelusophus asked for Gamaliel, and this guy was very, very goyish, Akum. He was against the Jews and would always be asking questions from his Bikias and the Dinim of the Torah to show that they were inconsistent and they did whatever they felt like. So there they were in this public bathhouse, and it was an Aphrodite bathhouse. That was a huge statue of Aphrodite there. And this was in Akko. So he was in the bath together with Rabbi Gamaliel. Shaya rochet b'merchat shel Aphroditin. Marley, so he says to Gamaliel, you know, Katuv b'toratchem lo yidbak b'yadcha b'muma menacher. So you're not allowed to be Nena from Avodah Zarah. What are you doing over here having so much fun in Aphrodite's bathhouse? Mipnei ma ata rochet b'merchat shel Aphroditin. I guess it's fun, huh? Marlo ein meshivin b'merchat. We don't talk divrei Torah in the bathhouse. Ukishiyatsa. So when they got out of the bathhouse, Rabbi Gamaliel said to them, look, ani lo bati bigvula. I didn't come to Aphrodite. She came to me. Now, most Rishonim learned that this means the bathhouse had originally been constructed before they put the statue there. And then they put the statue there. Furthermore, again, if you learn that these are different answers, and there's three different things that he tells them, some conflate them. Furthermore, ein omrim naase merchatz noy la Aphroditi, el omer naase Aphroditi loy in the merchatz. I mean, come on. Did this start as a church in which everybody said, one good way of publicizing the church and getting people to give money to Aphrodite is to make a Beit HaMerchatz here? I mean, in a shul mele, they make a mikvah, but we, you know, that's not the way it was. It's the other way around. They actually figured that if there's a nice decorative Aphrodite in the place, it attracts customers. So it was the other way around. It was advertising for the bathhouse, not the bathhouse being advertising for Aphrodite. And not only this, look, they could pay you a ton, right? You wouldn't come in to the church stark naked. Lo ayata nechnas l'avodat kochavim shelcha arom u'balkeri u'mashtin befane. I mean, come off it. I mean, you know what these guys are doing in the bathhouse over there. And zu omedet al pi abiv. Over here, everybody's sitting over here in the sewer. You know, v'chol ha'am mashtinim lefaneh. And I mean, this is nice. You call this the way to worship in Avodah Zarah. Elo ne'amar Elohehem. The Torah answers only the lashon of the Torah is Elohehem ale harim. So it's noig bo mishum Eloah. It's only if they are treating it as a god. I mean, over here they're clearly not particularly treating it as a goddess. Mashenkin over here she'ena noig bo mishum Eloah mutar. Therefore, no matter how you look at it, it's mutar. That's a Gemara. How did he tell them that first answer? Ein meshivin b'merchat. He wasn't allowed to say that either, because that's a halacha. So, echi ovidachi. I mean, he should have just ignored him, no? V'yomar rabba barchanam rabbi yochanan b'kol makom mutar la'arher chutz v'beit ha'merchat v'beit ha'kisei. So it was also. And maybe you'll say, v'chitei me'v'lashon chol amar le, maybe he said it in English. Or maybe it was Latin. But Omer Abaye, it doesn't matter. Dvarim shel chol mutar l'omram b'lashon kodesh. Dvarim shel kodesh shel omram b'lashon chol. It's not a function of the language. It's a function of the content. You could speak lashon kodesh in a bathhouse about the movies, but you can't speak in Latin about divrei Torah. So that's not an excuse either. Well, Tana Nebraita, it says, kishiyatsa. Amalo ein meshivin b'merchatz. I mean, that doesn't fit into our Mishnah, because the Mishnah says uchishiyatza. So some of the Rishonim answer that, remember, the Gemara goes through the different levels of the merchatz. It could be in the merchatz. Then they have the room in which people are partially disrobed and so on. So it means Kishi, he didn't want to talk in detail. On the other hand, he didn't want to completely, not respond to the guy. So when they got out into the first place where it was mutter to say something, so he said, I don't talk in the bathhouse. And then went kishiyatza all the way out. And now it was Mamoka Mechubad. He had this discussion with him, and he gave him these answers. Now, Lamaisa, there's a whole different question over here, which is, you're not allowed to teach a goy Torah. How come the Gemara doesn't ask for that? There's an Akum Shalom HaTorah, Chayav Misa, because Marosh Kilos Yaakov, so he's over on Geneva if he steals. So how could he answer him? There's a fascinating Tereyevin in Chagiga that says that that's only if he does on his own, but if a Jew teaches him, so he's being Meichel on the Geneva. So he's not going to be over. So there's no Lifneiva from the Tereyevin, as the other Achronim Taina. I mean, what, you can be Mavato and Marosh Kilos Yaakov, because you're sharing it with him. I mean, it's not, it's Marosh Kilos Yaakov, it's not yours to be Mavato. So Lamais is a beautiful tshuva of the Rambam, very, very fascinating tshuva. The Rambam says that to argue with missionaries is mutter, as long as they're Christian. If they're Muslim, then you're not allowed to argue with them. Why? It's because the Christians believe in the Bible. So they're bringing riots to their insanity. You're allowed, on the contrary, it's a mitzvah to set people straight. You try to explain to them what they don't understand, and that's a tikkun for the Olam, that's a tikkun for them. You're supposed to be matzil the Olam from Aveda Zara. But the Muslims, they don't believe in the sanctity of the Torah. They just had on the internet, you know, Yimach Shemam, that they have this psak halacha that you can use a sefer Torah for bathroom tissue. Because they're chief of their bali halacha, the mat. Yimach Shemam is it. Because everybody knows it's full of junk and it's corrupt. You know.
If Ishmael doesn't get top rating,
yeah.
Sickening
people.
That's not what they used to. They used to hold Kodesh.
Every prophet is a prophet.
Yes, the Rambam says, I don't know what you mean they used to. That's 1,000 years ago. And I assume he's quite a bookie.
They held that it used to be. They held that the real
and then
title
became
was
corrupted.
Given and the Jews
okay,
corrupted.
Okay, but Willamaisa, right now, says
right,
the Rambam, if you bring him a riot, if you bring them a riot from the Torah, it'll only be a bigger riot that the Torah is corrupt. If you win, you lose. So therefore, you're not allowed to talk to them. Mashenke and these people are honestly interested in trying to understand what the Holy Book says. So therefore, you could set them straight about the Holy Book. So the question is, what did he do? He must have done it when he went out. Omer Reb Chaim bar Yosef, you know something? You should know that this whole thing, Reb Chaim bar Yosef, Omer Reb Shaya bar Ribi, Tshuva Genuva Yeshiva Reb Gamliel Oto Hegmo. You know, I was told by Reb Chaim bar Yosef in the name of Reb Shaya that it was really a phony answer. It wasn't really meant to be taken seriously. It was just being dyed. But Ani Haimeri Nagenuva, I say it was a real answer. Makes a lot of sense. What was the issue? What are they arguing about? What could possibly be gnuva about, assuming that we have three separate statements over here? So which part was gnuva? Ma gnuvte? But the karmelei zo omedet al pi abiv v'chol adam mashtin b'faneha. Here this Aveda Zara is sitting there on the sewer and everybody is urinating in front of it. And I mean, we know that from the Gemara elsewhere, where women would get pregnant in the bathhouse. You know, people would ejaculate into the water. That's why he mentions Balkari. He tries to be a little bit nicer about it. But it certainly wasn't a very very holy place, to say the least. So who cares? That's the Gemara of Chimashtim. If an am I have it, the Omar Rava, poor Yochia. She befarim if an am I bechol yom, ain't no batel. I mean, over there, people go to the bathroom in front of the Avodah Zarah. It's not considered to be Mavato the Avodah Zarah. Whereas Ani Omer Eina Genuva, well, what kind of it's a perfectly, perfectly kosher teretz, and it's an invalid question from Po'or. Zu Avodah Tabakah, Zu Ein Avodah Tabakah. I mean, he made that point. He said you would never go into church doing these kind of things. That's your Elmer Gantry, mate. But you don't remember Elmer? You remember Elmer. So, but you never go into church acting like this. It must be that you're mevatel. Mashenki by par, it certainly wouldn't be true. Omer Abaye, no, that wasn't what they were referring to. That's silly. That's not genuv. The genuv is mihacha, the part about ani lo bati bigvula, vihi ba'a bigvuli, which made it sound as if, well, I'd agree with you if this was originally built as the Aphrodite mikveh. Why would you agree with him? That part isn't true. It's the inference that isn't true. V'chi babig v'ula mayhavi. V'atnan avodat kochavim sheyesh lo merchatz or gina. If a church has a garden or it's got a bathhouse, you're allowed to go into the garden. You're allowed to go into the bathhouse as long as it's shaloh betova. Now, what shaloh betova is big machlok v'shonim? It's actually two lashonas in Rashi. Tosfos says that he likes the Rashi over here. Shaloh betova means that you don't have to be machzik tape to them. Elsewhere, Rashi says that you don't pay. Tosfos says on the contrary. Paying is better. Paying so that for sure you're not machzik tape. As long as you're not directly supporting the Avodah Zarah itself. So you're paying for upkeep. You're paying. So, very good. You didn't get any hanok from them at all. So, but ain't any man bitova? Rani Omer. By the way, there's interesting applications of all of these things. For instance, the first part of Ramin Amuyo, Rav Moshe uses as a tshuva the Gabi stamp collectors. A lot of the stamps have pictures of a Zohar on it, crucifixes with idols, all kinds of things. So he tines, if the stamp was used, what would they do with it? They'd cross it out. Right. So, I mean, that's certainly, it's not considered to be that they're noig but minag Eloheim. I mean, they'll cancel the stamp. So if that's what it's meant for, it doesn't matter whether it's canceled or not. It means that it's bad, some not meant as a Dover Kosher. Fascinating. This also comes up, this question about whether, you know, you can go into these church-sponsored things. Question about whether is the Avodah Zarah actually there in the room. So they have concerts in the church. So you'll pay to go into the concert. You pay to go into the coming, you get the YMCA or whatever. You know. So you pay for the concert. Do they have an idol in the room? So then it would be annoying. We'll see the next thing. Okay. So, but what was wrong over here with what Rav Gamliel said was not what he said, it was the inference of what he said. Because he made it sound like it would have been usher to come into the Aphrodite bathhouse. I say that it was a perfectly valid thing. You know why? Because shalom betovat Rav Gamliel, ki betovat acherim. Let me tell you something. The fact that Rav Gamliel is such an important person that when he comes in there, they're getting something out of it. They're getting free advertising. They're getting additional people want to come. There's no way that he could do it. So he was taking that into consideration when he was answering. You shouldn't think that I would do this if it were the other way around. In this case, the advertising is for the Merchatz. It's not for Aphrodite. On the contrary, she's here in order to make the place more fun.
It can't refer to just being in Eretz Yisrael. Not just this one.
Being in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, you go.
Oh no. Reb Shimi bar Chiyomar, Genuv Tameach. You know what is the problem with his answer? He made it sound like if people are urinating on the Avodah Zarah, that then it can't be a kosher Avodah Zarah. And that's not true. Because, you know, very often these guys get angry at God. So they get angry at God, they'll piss on God. You know, they say, I piss on God. And then the next day, you know, they figure, all right, I guess he's all right after all. But it doesn't mean that they were mavatal it. So that's exactly what's happening over here. See, because he says, "Zoh meret al abiv v'chol adam mashtinim b'fana." So what? Mashtinim b'fana mayavim. Misha says b'ferish. A guy spits on his God, or he urinates on his God, or for that matter, he takes it and pushes it through the toilet bowl. Yira v'zorak batat soa. Doesn't matter. Raise any b'teila. Va'ani omer. I say no. That's not genuva. Over there, the svar of the Mishnah is because these people get angry at God all the time. So they're angry at God, they got to take it out on him. You know? So how do you take it out on him? You do one of these things, but and it's not a spirit who has been God. You know, he's patient with me. So atam lefishata uratach. He got angry. No, okay, people when they get angry, they can do things. It doesn't mean that they've given up completely, does it? But then Hodar Mephias, so then he says, okay, I'm sorry, God, I'll give you a lollipop. You know, so he makes his God feel better. But Hocha bin Koshata Vishata Bizuzula Kaimu over here. But I mean, you're necessarily going to be Koveya. You could be Koveya a God in this place where it's a Derech Bizoyan. I mean, that for sure the Mishnah wasn't referring to, in which case Rabbi Gamliel's answer was perfectly reasonable. Rabba bar Ula Omar, I'll tell you what he was complaining about, the answers. The Genufta Miyacha, he said, Ein Nasim, Ein Omrim Naseh Merchatz Noila Aphrodite, Ela Naseh Aphrodite Noila Merchatz. Now that would be mashma from what he's saying. V'chi Omrim Naseh Merchatz Noila Aphrodite. Suppose it would have been the other way around. Suppose indeed this would have been really good advertising and they had donated it to Aphrodite. It'd be magdish, the Beit HaMerchatz, L'shem, Kuchi, Brichi, Aphrodite. You think it would have made a difference? Tanya Omer, Bayit Zel Avodat Kochavim. Ko Zel Avodat Kochavim. There's no concept of Hegdish for Avodat Kochavim. So even if they had given the Merchatz to Aphrodite, it wouldn't have meant a darn thing. So what would have been the problem? So what Rav Gamliel was saying was very misleading. It was Gnufte. He should have, he didn't want to get into an argument with the guy, but Lamais was misleading him. He should have told him, well, you think you could actually be Magdish things to this garbage? Nonetheless, I disagree and I say it's not Genuva. Why? Aniomer ene gnuva, because nehidi tsuri lo mitzre noi miyaika. If in fact this thing was being used as a come on for the church, so then it would have been improper, even though it's not really iser, but it would have been improper for him to go in and to become part of the increased traffic into the church and so on, because then the purpose would have been to give Aphrodite now a new reason for tourists to visit. And you don't want to be part of that. And that could be what Rabbi Gamliel was saying. He wasn't talking about mitzada iser. He wanted to be marchiv a little bit, the issues with the guy, and told him, well, first of all, it's not us, because this is not us. And I wouldn't do it anyway had it been the other way around. But it isn't even like that, so I don't even have to worry about that. So your whole question is idiotic. But it wasn't saying that necessarily. It was explaining why it wasn't technically us, or maybe only part of the answer was to explain that. Shalom b'tovat Rabbi Gamliel is the equivalent of another guy's actually being makir tov and giving them something out of it, because they get so much out of his presence that there is no way that it would be shalom b'tovat. It increases the chashivas of the church and so on by definition, no matter what he does, because he's so important. You know, it's like having Princess Diana visit.
He doesn't have to say thank you.
He doesn't have to say anything. Exactly.
Walking in and walking out does them a great deal.
They take the picture. That's what's important.
Isn't it?
I thought so. We got Ramati today. Rabbi Yosef Omer Shochek Vizor LaRuach Omati LaYam Omru Lo Afo Nase Zevel Shenema Lo Yidbak Viyad Chamamu Uman Menachem Tanya Omer Lem Rabbi Yosef Alo Kvar Nemar Vet Chatat Chem Asher Asitem Et HaHigel Lakachti Vesrof Oto Beish Vekot Oto Tchonitev Ad Asher Dak Leafar Vashlich Et Afro El HaNachal Hayarid Men Omer Lem Shom Raya Hare Omer Vayizer Al Pnei Amayim Vayashkit Pnei Yisrael Lo Nitkaven El Botkan Kisotot Not For Fertilizer Umalam Rebiosi, Alokvar Neemar, Vigam, Macha, Em Asa Melech, Esiro Migvira, Shiratala Shira, Mifletzet, Vayechrota Set Mifletzta, Vayidak, Vayisrov Banacha Kidron. So, how do you explain that? Umalam Shamraya, Nacha Kidron, Enomigadat Zbachim. What? Velo, Vatania Hil, Velo, Mitarvim Bama, Vyotina Nacha Kidron, Vinim Karim Leganim Lezevel. Umoalim behem. Okay, there's different places in Nachal Kidron. Mekamot, yesh makom megadat zbachim. Yesh makom sheinu megadat zbachim. Mein miflatzta. Om revira davi mafle litzanuta. Kiritani Rav Yosef mizachruta stala. Vaitani velet lo bechoyo. Omar lem Rav Yosef. Let's try this again. Halo kvar nemar vechitet nachash anechoshet asher asa Moshe. Omru lo bat. Misham raya. Over there, Rei Omer Vayomer Shom Hashaseh Lecha Seraf, which means Lecha Mishacha. Ena Damos Tzeda Varshena Shalom. Therefore, Atam Bedinu, he didn't even need Ketute Lo Havitzara. The only reason he did the Ketute is to be matzah from the Avoda. Given the Chazer, the Gato Yisro Batrei. Omad Vekiteto, but there was no Yisro on the dock. Omar Lehem Valok Varnemer Vayizvu Shomet Atzabeyem Vayiseim David Vanashav My Mashma Vayiseim Lishta Dizruyehu. Kinematagim Rav Yosef, Tizreim Vruach Tisaim, Metagaminon, Tazrinun Vruach Tatalinun, Omrlo, Misham Raya, Hareyu Omr Divre Ayomim, Vaisrufu Beish, Umiloksiv both, Vaisrufim Vaisaim, Shmamina Vaisaim is an alternative to the Vaisrufu, and it means literally they took it home. So, and then Mikomakom Kosher Krayadari, but that's Kravuna. Ravuna Romikti Vayomer David Vayisrufu Beish Achti Vayisaim Lo Kasha Kan Kodem Shaba Itay Agiti and Kan Liach Shaba Itay Agiti Et he was Mevatalim Techti Vayikach Et Ateret Malkam Mi Arusho Umishkala Kikar Zahav. How could he use it? It's written on you Om Rav Nachman because Itay Agiti Bo Bitla Mishkala Kikar Zahav Eichi Matzi Manachla Om Rav Yonam Arav Ru'u Yala Nuach Arosh Tabidin. Never put his full weight on his head. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chinen Omar, Evan Shoevet Aitaba, David Darola. Rabbi Lozram, Evan Yikara Aitaba, Sheshava Kikazav, doesn't wait. Zot Aitali, Kipikudecha, not Sarti. Mike Omar, Kikama, Mishar, Shepikudecha, not Sarti. Zot Aitali, this crown was an Edut. My Edutah, Omri Rav Shimon Levi, Shaya Minicha B'makom Tvilin, Ulamato. Rabbi Yenuchi Tvilin, Omri Shua Bar Rav Yitzchak, Mokom Yesh Barosh, Shroi Lano B'Shtei Tvilin. Vayotziru Et Ben HaMelech, Vayitnu Alav Et HaNezer Et HaEdut. Nezer is the Kalila, and the Eidut is, that is Omri Rav Yiram Rav, Eidut L'Beit David, Shekol HaRoi L'Malchut Olamato, V'Choshen HaRoi L'Malchut Ein Olamato. That's what happens with Adoniyahu ben Chagit mitnasei leimor aniem lok. Apparently, he didn't pass the mitnasei. Yom Revi Yom Rav, she mitnasei leolmo. They tried it out, velo alamato. Vayaso rechev ufrashim vechamishim ish vatzim lefanav mai ributayu. Tana kulam netulei tchol vechakukei kapot raglaim hayum. Sho polkulus ben falusefus et Rabbi Gamliel ba'ako sherochitz brechat shelafaditik. Amale, Katuv b'toratechem lo yidbak b'yadchem emu'uman emerachem. B'pnei ma ata rochitz b'merchat shel afroditi? Amar lo, im eshivim b'merchat. G'shiyatza, amar lo, ani lo bati b'gvula, hi ba'a b'gvuli, in omrim na'asa merchat znoi la afroditi, elo omrim na'asa afroditi noi lo merchat. Davar acher, notim lecha momon arvei, ta nichnas lavodat kochavim shech aron, balkeri, mashtin b'faneha, וזה עומדת על פי אביב, כל העם משתירים לפניה, לא נאמר אלוהיהם, את שנוהג בהם משום אלוה אסור, את שאין נוהג בהם משום אלוה מותר. איך יאובי דרך יאמר רבא ברבחון עם רב יוחנן, בכל מקום מותר להרער חוץ מבית המרחץ ומבית הכיסא. חיתם בלשון חול אמר לי, אמר רבא דברים של חול מותר לאומרם בלשון הקודש, דברים של קודש אסור לאומרם איבם בלשון חול. תענה כשיצא, אמר לו, אם משיבים במרחץ. אמר רב חמר בר יוסף, אמר רב הושעיה בריבי, תשובה גנובה, השיב רב גמליאל לא טועה גמוש. ואני אומר, אינה גנובה. מה הגנוב? דקה אמר לו, זו עומדת על פי אביב וכל אדם משתים בפניה. So what? אם משתים בפניה מי אבי, אמר רבה, פעור יוכיח, ומפערים לפניו בכל יום, ואינו בטל. ואני אומר, what's the גנובה? זו עבודת הבקה, זו אין עבודת הבקה. אומר, הבאי הגנופת זה מיוחד, אתה אומר, לי, אני לא באתי בגבולה, והיא באה בגבולי. משמע להוות, it would have been אוסר, וכי בא בגבולה, it wouldn't have been אוסר either, מה יאבי? ותרן עבודת כוכבים שיש לה מרחץ וגינה, נהנים מהם שלא בטובה, ונהנים מהם בטובה. ואני אומר, אינה גנובה, because there's no way it's שלא בטובה, because שלא בטובה, רגע מליאו, is the full equivalent of טובת אחרים דם. ריפשי מברכי, אמר, גנופתה מיוחד. כאמר לה, זו עומדת על אביב, כל אדם משתינים בפניה, so what, that doesn't show that they're not makshivet for a God. כי משתינים בפניה מי אבי, ותנן רק בפניה, שתים בפניה הגירה, זו רק בת הצועה, doesn't matter, it's not בטלו. ואני אומר, אין הגנובה, הטעם לפי שעתה הוא רתח עליה, and then he makes up, you know, מפייס לה, and give her a kiss. ואורך הכל שייטה ושייטה בזזו לקיימה. רבא ברור לה, אמר גנובת המיוחד, כאמר לה, אין אומרים נעשה מרחץ נוי לאפרדיטי, אלא נעשה אפרדיטי נוי למרחץ. Why is that mean anything? וכי אומרים נעשה מרחץ נוי לאפרדיטי. Why would it be awesome? I have it. ואותני אומר בית זה לעבודת כוכבים. כוס זה לעבודת כוכבים. לא, אין כלום. אין הקדש לעבודת כוכבים. ואני אומר אינה גנובה. Because מהיבי יצורי לא מצרה. It would still in that case have been annoyed to the church. And that he wouldn't have done. Following is the daf from the year 2003 in the previous cycle. Okay, we're holding on the Mishnah, daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. What happened? It's worried that people don't know that they shouldn't go into that other room.
That'll be soon enough. But that's very clear.
Yeah, all right, good. So few people. Rabbi Yossi Yomir. Shochet v'zorel ruach u'matil yam. So we had in the previous Mishnah where we began with Hamotzi Kelim. So if there was a Tzurat Rakon, the Tamikamba just said, you're the same liyam ha-melach. Without giving an alternative. Rabbi Yossi is really a hemshech of that. Rabbi Yossi says, you don't need to be Matul Yamamelech, actually, you can grind them up and throw them to the wind. In that case, you're going to be Mahana people with avodas kochavim because it adds to the earth, and then it helps plants grow. And then v'ne'emar, and it says, you're not supposed to have any hana'ah whatsoever of avodas kochavim. Therefore, the only way to get rid of it is to throw it into the yamamel. Tanya Amar Lehem Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef told the Chachomim that you see from the Chumash itself that there's no problem in grinding something up and throwing it. Because Alo Kvar Ne'emar Ve'et Chatatchem Asher Asitim Et Ha'egel Lakachti Ve'esrof Oto Ba'esh Ve'akot Oto Tchon Heitev Ad Asher Zak La'afar Ve'ashlich Et Afro El Ha'nachal Ha'yored Min Ahar. Does it not say that I ground up the egel and I took the ash and I threw it into the nachal that was coming off the mountain? So apparently there was no problem with the ash. So that apparently I'm right. There's no need to be the dafka to take it to the Yamamel. Amru lo, so they said to Rabbi Yosi, Mishom Ra'aya, that you consider to be a proof. Hare you omer vayezar pnei hamayim vayashkit bnei Yisrael. Over there the issue was not that he was actually taking the ash, dumping the whole thing, and that there should be enough there that it made a difference. He was doing a symbolic hashkayat sotas. He dropped a little bit of ash into the water in order for the people to drink it, to be bodek them as if they were sotot. Amar lehem Rabbi Yosi. Okay, you don't like that. I'll bring you another raya. How about a lokvar ne'emar v'gam ma'acha was Aim Asa, she was the mother of Asa HaMelech, Hisira Migvira, so Asa was going around, he was destroying all Avodas Kochavim, and he took her out of the Shilton, because Asher Astal Asher HaMifletzet, she had made this thing in honor of the, we'll see what the Gemara is going to discuss, what it is, that she had made to the Asherah. And what did he do? Vayidok, vayisof, v'nachal kidron. It says that he ground it up, and he put it in nachal kidron over there. It was sufficient that it should actually make things more fertile. Amar lo, so he told them, they told him, Mishom raya, that's called a raya by you, nachal kidron, ino megadel tzmachim. Nachal kidron does not have any fertility for other reasons. The water doesn't, the water isn't as polluted, and the things don't grow there. So anyway, if he put it in over here, it wasn't going to help anything grow. How could you say that, says the Gemara Velo? I mean, we've seen this so many times, but it's not. It says in the Mishnah, Eilu ve'eilu mitarvim ba'ama v'yotzinu nachal kidron v'nemkarim meganim lezemel. It says that the blood that came from the various karbanas, either the damim that were poured onto the yisod, or even the damim that were brought inside, but only the shirayim were poured to the yisod, both of them ended up ultimately being sold for fertilizer. Then how was it sold for fertilizer? It went through nachal kidron. So you're telling me the nachal kidron is not begadot machim? Says u'mo'alim b'hem. You can even be moil. It doesn't mean literally that you're moil midiraisa, because you can't be moil on dam, the Gemara learns out. But it means that minirabonin, it says you're not allowed to be nene from it. And it says the Gemara, well, it's true. Mikomot yeshbo. Yeah, yeshbo megadel tzvachim, yeshbo sheno megadel tzvachim. Tarsus points out, you could have simply said that you may be able to sell the dam. It doesn't mean that the water is necessarily good. So maybe in a finami, along the Nachal Kidron itself, maybe nothing grows, but it means that they sold to the Gananim for use of fertilizer in other places. But in Okinami, the things that were thrown there by Asa never were begotten.
Some places.
Some places it's foreign. Yeah, so they were careful to put it into areas that were not fertile. My miflatzta. Well, what is this lashon of mifletzta? What does it mean? Om Rav Yehuda Davi mifalya leitzanus was absolutely wild type of leitzanut. Really wild. We'll see. This was a dildo, actually. She Tosis learns. That's how Rashi learns. The Tosis springs from the Bereishis Rabba that mafli means malig. So mifletzta is a lashon of mafli, a malig, with leitzanut. Ki tzani Rav Yosi ki min zachrut astala, v'itani velet lo b'chol yom. So in honor of the Asherah, she had this dildo created that was an expression of the Asherah that she was marbe lechtonus with. Amala Rav Yosi v'lo karnemar. You don't like that right either. What about v'chitet nachash anachoshet asher asa Moshem? What about Kiskiyo's grinding up of the nachash anachoshet? And over there, apparently, he didn't throw it into the yam, so there was no problem of just destroying it the way I said. Amrulo mishom raya, that you call a proof. Arei omer vayomer Hashem Moshe atzelacha tzaraf. Why is it atzelacha? Which means lacha mishalcha. It has to come out of your money. In which case, the nachash anachoshes was always really a privately owned item. It wasn't owned by Moshe. It was owned by his children. So that means that anybody who worships it, even though it says over there, Ki Adi Amav, Ayu B'nai Yisrael, Mekatrin Lo, Vayikru Lo Nechushtan, but they can't answer it, they know that Moshe B'Vashen O Shalom. And therefore, the Jews didn't even have to destroy it. Me, President. Because they didn't have an Avodah Zarah, because you can't make somebody else's thing into an Avodah Zarah. So, Bedinu Diktuti Lo Havitzarah, he didn't even need to grind it up. He did this as a public relations issue. He saw people were taking it seriously and were worshiping it. I'm not, but he said, oh, so he went and he ground it up. There was no need to be ma'abed that you should be able to bring a raya from here, that's a valid ibud of Avodas Kefaret. Amar lahem. So, Rav Yossi said, okay, every raya I bring you, he told me, how about this? Halo kva nema vayazvu sham et atzaveihem, vayisayim David v'anasha. So it says that they, but this was at the time that David went immediately after becoming the accepted melech of everybody after Shaul's death. So the Plishtim came up and they brought their gods with them, and David went and defeated them, and they left their gods, it says, and David and his men were vayisa'im. Now what does vayisa'im mean? We're taking for granted it can't mean by Yisraim that he took them for himself. I mean, but Zarah should be Asabah. No. So what's the meaning, therefore, has to mean that he grounded up. Well, how would by Yisraim mean that? It says the Gemara, my mashbet, hai Yisraim, David lishna de Zeruyehu. How do you know that it means what Rabbi Yossi says, v'shochet v'zor el ruach? Because we find that the pasuk tizraim v'ruach tisaim is Rav Yossi now is metargim then, metargimin tazrinun v'ruach tatalinun, which means that it's a lashon of zoreh, which is exactly what Rav Yossi said. So vayisa'im is to be zoreh l'ruach. Omer lo misham raya, that you call a raya, rei omer vayisrafu beish. Now, it says that David HaMelech was mitzaveh to burn them. Loksi vayisrafim vayisa'im. Now, so why doesn't it say that they burned them? Obviously, because they didn't. So, which we'll see why. But in which case, Shmamin Abiyisa'im Mamash, there was a change over here of plans, for some reason, and they ended up actually taking them. And it means Kipshuto. So Shmamin Abiyisa'im Mamash, Tamikoma Kom Koshu Krayadori, is that a contradiction? I mean, in one place it says Vayisrafum, and the other place it says Vayisa'im. Kiravuna. The Ravuna Rami Iksiv Vayomer David Vayisrafu Beish. Divrei Hayomim, it says David commanded to have it burned, and on the other hand, it says in Shmuel, it says Vayisaim, that in fact that they took it. Lo kasha kan kodem shabayta agiti kan leach shabayta agiti. There was actually a change of heart, because we find exactly the same thing happened by the Milchama with Rabat Bnei Amon. In Rabat Bnei Amon, it says that they captured the Ateret Malkam. We see by Yikachat Ateret Malkam Yal Roshon. Umishkalak Yikar Zahav. Now, Malkam does not mean their king. Malkam means Malcolm. Malkam was the name of their god. So he took the Atarah off of Malkam, and it weighed a Kikar Zahav, and David HaMelech used it. So how could that be? Mishor Yisri Hana'a, you know? Isn't it Yisri Hana'a? And there, Rav Nachman was Masbir. But Itai Hagiti was a good friend of David. He was a guy. And David asked him to be Mavatalit. So he came as Mavatalit, and then David was able to take it. So So this is exactly apparently what happened over there by the earlier story of the Plishtim, that once Itay Agiti came to the Maharaka, so they had no need anymore to be Sorfum, in which case the Vayisaim could be taken literally. By the way, Akika Zahav weighs a ton. Now, what do you mean they put it on his head? How could, I mean, it's all very nice to put it on a statue's head. I mean, how in the world could David have put it on his head? So, Akika Zahav, Eki Matsimarakla. Amrav, you know, Marad. It means, Uyala Nuach, Arosh David. That doesn't mean that, I mean, literally, he could wear it. It means that it was the, we'll see that it was actually made in such a way that it could only fit David's head. And actually it was used later on in order to test the descendants of David to see whether they were suited for the Malucha. So this is the marker of that. So when it says that he put it on his head, it means that this was the test of David's head. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina Amar. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina said, no, he actually used to wear it, but they used magnetic levitation of it. So above his stone, they had a magnet, and the Eben Shrevet Haitaba, they had an electromagnet on top that held it up with a magnet that was embedded in it, so that it looked like it was right over David's head, but it was actually suspended in midair. Tavidarala. Or maybe it at least picked up enough of the weight that, you know, it didn't hurt David. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says it wasn't made out of a kikar zahav. All it says is a mishkala, means its value. It's the value of a kikar zahav. That's because it had the whole diamond in it. And that was Evan Yikarai Tabash, Shabbat, kikar zahav. It doesn't mean it literally weighed that. And this is what David was referring to when he said, Zot haitali ki pukudecha natsarti. I come out, what was he referring to there? That this crown provided a dut for my family. My edut, he was able to put it on the place where there's the indent in the head, and the Malchus Beis Dovid had a very clear indent of the Makom Tefillin, and it would fit directly on him in that way. How could he do that? Didn't he have to wear tefillin? If we learn that it was actually on, I mean, where did he put his tefillin? Amar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Makom Yesh Barosh, Roi Laniach Roshtei Tefillin. What's the problem? We know that you can wear tefillin, two pairs of tefillin. So this took up one of the places for tefillin. Oh, there he got a problem. So what did he do with his Rav Yitzchak? Vayotzir et ben HaMelech, Vayitznu alav et ha-nezer et ha-edut. And this is actually what's referring to by Yoash. So Homaisa, that Ataliyahu destroyed all of the children, and only Yoash was rescued by his sister, and Yoyada Kohen took care of them, and so on. And then when he grew up enough, they presented him, murdered Ataliyah, and they used the nezer to be the edut. And that's what he said, that Zot Haitali. So to prove that the Zera Malucha was still around, they put this on and it fit him. You cannot get this thing on your head if you're not Roi L'Malchus. And that's what happened with Adoniyahu. It says, V'Adoniyahu ben Chagit mitnasei le'mor aniyem lo. What's that, mitnasei le'mor? I mean, mitnasei was, it sounds like he was attempting, he was riding high, and what happened? The Rishonim of Yeram Rav, that means Shemit Nasela Holmo. He was claiming, and then they tried it on him, and it didn't work. By the way, what's the meaning of the continuation over there? It says Vayaslo Rechev for Hashem, V'Chamishim Ish Ratzim Lefanav. I mean, first of all, what is Vayaslo? I mean, you don't make Chamishim Ish Ratzim Lefanav. And anyway, what's so great about that? I mean, Avshalom had 200 people. What is this? 50 people, and this is small potatoes. So Tana Kulam the Tulei Techul v'Chukei Kapot Araglayim Ayu. Now these guys were very special runners because First of all, he had their spleens removed, and that makes it easier for them to run. I don't know what it does to your stamina, but at least you're not slowed down. And he also removed the skin from their feet, the bottom of their feet, which means that they were able to run on things that were otherwise would have been very painful without feeling any pain, and they simply were able to just... they didn't think that Nikes helped in those days. Here's Rabbi Gamliel in Akko, who is now washing the public bath of Aphrodite. There's a whole analysis by Reb Tzadik about why this is important. Specifically, what was the tikkun of Rabbi Gamliel relationship to Aphrodite and Akko? It's a whole beautiful shtickle on this. But in any event, this fellow Proclus did not like the idea of Rabbi Gamliel coming in over there, and he said, I don't get it. I thought you guys were supposed to be mocked, but I don't know what is the problem. I mean, this is Venus, baby. I mean, what are you doing here? Marlo, we don't answer in baths. When he got out, Marlo, first of all, he said, Anilo bati bigvula, iba bigvuli. This is a public bath. Somebody wants to put in a statue of Aphrodite. That's not my problem. That's her problem. She should have stayed away from the baths. And besides, Einomrim nasem merchatz noila Aphrodite, alomenatz Aphrodite noila merchatz. I mean, what is the real thing over here? I mean, you consider this to be something that is here for the Avodas Kochavim of Aphrodite. On the contrary, she is now just a shimush for the merchatz, not vice versa. Nobody says, let's build a very beautiful merchatz for Aphrodite. I mean, this is the opposite. Let's beautify our merchatz with some nice statues, right? Furthermore, the Varacher said, look, how can you believe, he says to this guy, how can you believe that this is an Avodah Zarah? They were willing to pay you to go to church. I mean, come on, man. You're coming over here, parading around naked, tummy, urinating in front of the statue, and this you were doing church? I mean, and over here, this Aphrodite here is Omedet al pi Abib. She's right over there, over the drain. It's a public urinal to Aphrodite. Come on. So, obviously, lo ne'amar ela Eloheihem. I mean, the issue where it says is Abet Abdun et Eloheihem al harim and so on. But you have to be treating it like a god. So that's lo ne'amar ela sheno egbo mishum eloha. Only when you're treating something as a god, that's a sur. But is not being treated as a god is mutar. Asks the Gemara, but how could he have told Proclus that we don't answer in America? Because that itself is divreitayr, and you're not supposed to say divreitayr in America. So, hechi avidaki, v'amar rabba barbarachan rabbi yochanan b'chomako mutar la'arer chutz mi beit ha-merchatz u'beit ha-kisei. So how could he have actually have said this in the Beit HaMerchatz? A lot of very important discussion on halacha. But you'll notice that the Gemara's kasha was mokum shetz mutar laharher, as opposed to yisur hirur. And over here, lachora is not the yisur hirur, as with yisur dibur, which is this three levels. And that answers other problems in that a psak of the ein meshivin b'merchatz is not considered to be ipso facto divrei Torah, other than it's your machshava and the context that creates it as divrei Torah. And therefore, the real isra over here is only the hirur, not the dibur. If they couldn't prove that you couldn't be maharer there, so then ein afinami, it wouldn't have been a kasha. V'chitim v'loshon chol amar, like maybe you'll say that he said it to him in Latin. He didn't say it to him in Lashon HaKodesh. The Omer Abaye, that makes no difference. Dvarim shalchol mutar l'omram b'lashon kodesh. Dvarim shalchodesh asur l'omram b'lashon kodesh. It's not the language. It's the thought over here. Well, Tana, the Brayta says, kishyatza omar lo im mishim b'merchatz. When he got out, he told him this. So So Tosfos explains that there again here there were three levels. You have the Merchatz HaPrivi, you have the Merchatz HaEmtzai, and Merchatz HaChitzon. So the Merchatz HaEmtzai Yesh Bo Divrei Shalom, but Ein Bo Divrei Torah. The Ein Meshim and the Merchatz he included in Divrei Shalom, which usually we don't say because it's Shemar Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that he told them right away when he came out, meaning at the first stage. He says, I can't talk to you here. And I didn't answer anything over there because that was really in America. But wait, I'll get dressed. We'll go out and I'll talk to you when we get outside. In the dressing room anyway. So when they got into the dressing room, then he told them the other issue. Says the Gemara, I'm Rav Chama Bar Yisro, I'm Rav Eshia. Teshuva Genuva Heshiva Rabbi Galil Otar Higmo. That answer really was not an absolutely honest answer. There's two approaches. Either that means he was just being docha him, but it wasn't meant to be taken seriously, or it means, as Tarsus explains it, Genuva means low class. He didn't want to share with him the real answer. Why he didn't feel that he deserved to be answered correctly. So he told them a part kind of thing, which was sort of true, was half true. But I personally must tell you, ani omer einagnuva. I mean, I was makabel from my Rebbe, said Rebbe Chama Bar Yosef. But I have to tell you that I don't agree. I think that it was an honest answer. Magnuv, say, what was wrong? What was wrong was that he's saying, well, this thing is saying, sitting over here, over a public toilet, everybody's urinating in front of Aphrodite, and as if that proves something. So to the goy, maybe it proves something, but the truth is, it doesn't prove anything, because v'chi mashtim b'fanei my habi. What does it prove? Is it just because people are urinating that proves it's not an avodah zarah? Amar Rava, I mean, you see that you can do a lot worse than urinate in front of an avodah zarah. I mean, by far they defecate in front of him, and it's still not brought to him. But I disagree with that because so what? And you marry Nagiduva. Obviously, poor is not brought to him because of that because you have avodah zarah. But the Aphrodite is not meant to be urinated on. So, Zo, Abaya Omar, that wasn't what he was referring to when he said that it was Ganuv. Ganuv Tami Acha, the part where he said, Anilo Bati Bigvula, the Hiba Abigvuli. Look, you know, I didn't come into a bathhouse of Aphrodite. Aphrodite invaded this public bathhouse. They can't answer the bathhouse on the Ravi. But that's not really true, because even if he had been ba bigvula, what's the big deal? My hobby. What's the isser? And he's going into gvul of an akum. That's not avodat kochavim sheyesh la merchatz or gina. Ne'ani me'em shelo b'tova. Ne'ani me'em b'tova. You're allowed to go into the, let's see, YMCA as a pool. So you're allowed to go into the pool as long as you don't have, now there's two pirushim. Rashi of yours mefarish. Shalom b'tovah means as long as you don't have to be makir tov to them. Which would mean that if you pay them, you don't have to be makir tov to them. Yeah. Or, if you pay, so you don't have to be makir tov, so paying would be okay. Yeah. And then it's only if you're expected to show some sign of, you know, that, yeah, oh, thank you very much, then you're not supposed to be, because that's a makar of you to them. Now, Rashi elsewhere uses the Lord, says Rabbeinu Chananel, that lo b'tovah means not for pay. Which Rabbeinu Tam Tainas, which is a guy Kabbas, Rabbeinu Tam Tainas, first of all, we never use that. We use Bischar or Lo Bischar. Not B'tovah, B'shalo B'tovah, but it always means the other way, which Rabbeinu Tam learns. Furthermore, he says, if you're going to tell me that B'tovah means for pay, then there's a problem with all the sugya that we had earlier, when we were talking about whether you are allowed to pay things. Remember, we were talking about the Urids and stuff like that. And that there's no Isser in Mehaneh, at least according to one man Yama. If this is what it means, why didn't we ask from here and say here it says Shalom B'Tovah, meaning without payment? So clearly that can't be what the Tovah means.
Does it make a difference if you're saying that she came into my rishos? Is it because he used the Beit HaMerkatz all that time before?
Yeah, it was a Rabin that the first built the Beit HaMerkatz and then decorated it with that. But that's not really true, the Gemara is saying. That's what's going to do, because it really wouldn't have mattered. So he said it that way, basically, because he didn't want to tell them,
how much really it would have been mutter to us. What does he need to know what's mutter for a Jew then? So, but I tell you that that doesn't matter. The way Abai understands the conversation is, because Rabbi Gamliel's shelo b'tova is the equivalent of the b'tova. Because they are so happy that he's there because of his stature and his importance that they could say Rabbi Gamliel came to the YMCA, that's major stuff. So therefore, if it hadn't been that it wasn't originally built by the YMCA, and they brought the Avodah Zarah in afterwards, it really would have been hassel for Rabbi Gamliel. He was telling the guy the truth. Rabbi Shimon bar Chiyama, Rabbi Shimon said, no, that's not the issue. The thing that Rabbi Kama was referring to was the Gnuvta Mihacha, the Kama, he was saying, Zo, Meretz al Abiv, the Kol Adam Mashtinim Bifaneha. This is sitting over here on the sewer, and everybody's urinating to Aphrodite. I mean, so that certainly doesn't look like Avodah Zarah, but that's not true. Because Bifi Mashtinim Bifaneha, my Havi, what's the difference? We have a Mishnah later on that says that the goy who spits at his idol or urinates on his idol, or for that matter, if he rubs some dung over it, or zarakba, that's so out, that's not mavatalit. So, I mean, if that's not mavatalit, so what's because he just got angry. Sometimes you get angry, the goy gets angry at God, can rub his face in it too. Why not?
Taxi driver from before.
You mean the Jew went into that was poor. I mean, so raise your hand at the table. I said that's not a taina at all, because the whole point over there is asim lefishata uratacha le'avada mefayis la. Over there, the guy gets mad at God, so he does something not nice, but then he apologizes and everything's fine again. But over here, Alka Koshata Vishata, this is Zula Kaimam, and over here, they put Aphrodite over the urinal. So what are you telling me? I mean, you're going to apologize for that. That's the way that it was set up. So all the time it's being mizuzah. Rabba Barulama, Rabba Barulama says, no, that wasn't even what they referred to. Gnufta Miyaka. Because Enom Rim Naasem Erkats Noila Aphrodite. Naasem Aphrodite Noila Merkats. That was the part that was really not honest. Because if you would have said, what would have been wrong had they said, we wish to dedicate this bathhouse to Aphrodite? You think that would have made a difference? Even if you did that, it wouldn't have answered anything. Because it says, because there's no such thing, we discussed this before, there's no such thing as Hegdish for Avodat Kochavim. So either you actually brought something in front of it as a sacrifice, or it was worship. But there's no way to answer it because you're saying I'm doing it in honor of Aphrodite. But Rav Kama said, nonetheless, that I don't think is a problem. Because the truth is, fine, let's say that you say that it's not mamish osir. But is it not osir to be miyafe the Avedis Kerkovim, even though there's no mamish iser on the Merkats. So over there, maybe the Merkats itself isn't usher ba'ana. But if everybody that goes in there is seen as going in as a noi to Aphrodite, then he would have been usher on himself. He would have held it wasn't the correct anoga. So therefore, he was telling the man the honest truth. He says, look, I mean, if you're asking me what I'm doing here, I'm here only because they only imported Aphrodite to be a decoration, rather than vice versa. But in our family, otherwise, I would not have gone. Did you want to say Kaddish or something?